gears, get into place. Because if you expect God, then God is going to manifest Himself to you, pray. If you seek Him, you're doing it tonight, He says you'll find Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. If I was going to title the sermon, I guess it would be, I told Beth, I said, just come up with a title. But I thought about when I talked about, you know, being, what was that? Skillful in the Word of God. And I try, I endeavor, and I'm going to, even more as the days approaching, I'm going to be skillful in the Word of God. I believe that I'm alive today because back when I was 27, 28 years old, I'd never heard about renewing your mind and all of that. And I started hearing preachers say it, started going to the Bible. And I mean, the enemy even attacked me in it because somebody told me one time, and I was talking about renewing my mind with the Word of God, and they said, the Bible will brainwash you. And I left, and I thought, man, I don't want to be brainwashed, because, you know, you watch TV and people get brainwashed and they get wacko and all that stuff, you know. But you know what? I believe it was the Holy Spirit. He said, look where your life's been. You need your brainwashed. You know, and I thought, bless God, I need my brainwashed. So I dove into the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, and then there's incidents that come up in my life, and praise God, and thank God for the Word of God. The Word of God, after you get born again, is the most precious thing that you could invest in your mind and in your spirit. Hallelujah. And not religiously. Religious people that do it religiously, you know, to sound and look spiritual, they get meaner and meaner. They're angry on the inside. They don't feed their spirit man, you know, and all of that. And so it's kind of just like a ritual to them. But, you know, living in faith is a lifestyle for me. It's not just I try to, now when I was younger down there, I'm trying to learn how to walk in faith, and I'm struggling with it, but how many knows the more that I walk with God, the more that I realize that I'm already in a relationship with Him way back yonder. He told me, stop trying to get a relationship with me. You have one through Jesus. And He told me, just walk with me. Just walk with me, and that's simple. You got to simplify it, hallelujah. But we need to be, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. I'll share something that just happened yesterday, later on, when I get on into it. But how many knows you need to be skillful in the Word of God? And I'm not talking about just at church, you know, and be churchy and all of that stuff. No, live it. Apply it. I'm talking about on a daily basis, learn to keep remembrance of the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Refresh up on the Word of God. If you've been in it 30, 40 years, you're in danger of being familiar with the Word of God. Don't get familiar with the Word of God. Be skillful in the Word of God, but be open to the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak a scripture that I think that I need another scripture, but I need to stand on this scripture and confess this scripture, and that's what works. It's not just the written word, it's the word that the Holy Spirit quickens to you or brings to you or enlightens to you in your particular maybe situation. But now I stand on the Word of God no matter what. If something goes wrong, Holy Spirit, don't give me a scripture or something, I use Romans 8. For we know that God works all things. And then I say it. I don't just thank it and just sit there and wait on God, because He needs me and my faith and what I'm saying and what I'm doing to work that situation out. Amen. Hallelujah. And a lot of people, it's not my fault they have that no-fault religion. It's not my fault because things are not working out in my life. God is sovereign and God will do it. God is sovereign, but God, there's only one. God is not limited. God has no limits. Come on, somebody, you hear what I'm telling you. God does not have limits. The only limit that God has really is the limit that man puts on Him. But far as God, God don't have limits. He's unlimited. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. And there's nothing too big for God that we serve. Nothing. There's not anything too big for Him. But everything is not left up to God in our lives. God has already won the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Word of God tells me and you that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. That you need that Word in your mind, in your heart, that you are more than a conqueror. Now I have that. That's mine. Now I apply that. When it looks like I'm defeated, you won't know it. When it looks like I'm going under, nobody knows it. Why? Because I believe what the Word says. It says that I'm more than a conqueror. That means that I can conquer this bigger than, I'm more than able to overcome this. Then you act like it. Right? Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit is going to train you and me, and even more, to be skillful concerning the Word of God. Now, we don't put our faith in the Word of God. There's no word in Scripture where it says, depend on the Word, depend on the Word. But Mark 11 says, have faith in God. Now we have faith in God based on what the Word of God says, right? Our trust is ultimately in the finished work that Jesus did. Hallelujah. I was telling Travis, I said, I believe when I was 28 years old, I believe that had I not had the Word of God and knew the Word of God and stood on the Word of God, I would have had a heart attack and died. Actually, the enemy told me, he said, if you pull your truck in gear, my dad died with a massive heart attack. Heart attacks in my family, different things. My mom had congestive heart failure and all of that, and all of that good stuff, you know, and all of that. But anyways, back down there, I went to the store and I come out, and I was having sharp pains just like my dad had explained on my left side, you know, to where it was actually almost paralyzing pain. And I had this thought, if you pull that in gear, you're going to die. You're going to have a heart attack. And all of a sudden, you know, the Word came up. Somebody say, the Word!
Word.
I was like a lot of y'all, I did not like reading. That was not my subject. Actually, I hated it in school. Reading and spelling. But now math, because I wanted to count money. Math was one of my subjects. I use it today. But anyways, it just rose up in me, by His stripes ye were healed. How many knows that's the Holy Spirit? But how many knows, what if I had not of knew 1 Peter 2:24 or Isaiah over there? If I hadn't knew it, I wouldn't have had it. And I'm only 28, I'm a year old. And don't tell me you can't whip the devil. I don't believe it. The devil can be whipping Christians all over the place, and I don't believe he has that kind of power. I believe they've given it to him. I'm not one bit afraid of the devil. He is my worst, he's my least worry. I don't worry at all, but he's my least concern. Because the Bible says that he's under my feet, right? Well, if he's under my feet, then he can't get me. Right? You do that by faith. Because the Bible says that that Jesus healed, crushed his head. Well, that means he's under his feet, right? Well, who's in us? Christ in us, the hope of glory. Well, he's under our feet because of that. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get on the devil. So if y'all that devil-minded stuff, you're being whipped in your own mind. Get him off your mind. Get him out of your mind, away from your mind. You know, he's not tearing up everything in my life. The air conditioning wasn't working in Teresa's car, and I got tired of it. And I slapped my hands on it this evening and prayed God on the dash. And I said, I command you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're not cursed. The devil ain't doing it. He don't have a ride in my vehicle. He knows it. Praise God. Why? How do I know all that? The Word says that Jesus stripped him of all power. The Word says that he give me power over all the powers of... Are you born again? Well, that means you too. Right? Well, then you're going to have to gird up, renew your mind to that. Praise God. And Satan, he said, don't preach it. Don't preach it. Don't say that. Don't say that. Go on, move on over. Because that's not in my sermon. But he wants me to tell you. He's not your problem. My most challenging issues is me. Simply believing what the Word of God says. The Bible says in Genesis 8:22, I believe it is, it says that while the earth remains, is it still here? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. He said, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. It's not going to quit. Seed time and harvest is not going to cease. Now, I preach a lot of that right there in finances. It's there. If you want financial change, change your financial giving. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down. Somebody didn't get their $100 because they didn't show up tonight. Just telling you, I'm going back with $100 and a cantaloupe and some tomatoes.
You really missed
that. They missed it by missing church. God told me. He said, I want you to give them a cantaloupe and two tomatoes. And I guess I'm having to tell it because they're not here. Maybe they're listening by Facebook. You know, I'm having to tell it to teach you something. God told me to give $100 to this person and two tomatoes and a cantaloupe. And I'm going home with my fruit. Right? Hello, don't miss church. God's liable to have your house in there. He's liable to have your car, your Lexus, your Lamborghini. You know, he's liable to have your Harley. He did, Johnny. Got a Harley free. That church. It happened to church, didn't it, Johnny?
Johnny earned that
Harley. A Harley. Johnny didn't even need a Harley. Johnny had a motorcycle. He has to move all his vehicles to mow his yards in two different places. Still piling up his barns. He got another one, fixing to build another one. God said it, and it'll be full. Why? Because the Bible says, if you honor God with your substance, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and I believe He does. Hallelujah. The Word of God. I mean, people call people like us, you know, prosperity preachers and faith movements. No, the Bible teaches us what to think and say. And bless God, whether they believe it works or not, they're not going to be bothered. Somebody told me, I don't believe in that tithing. I told them, I said, you won't be bothered with the fruit of it. You don't believe in tithing, you won't be bothered with the fruit that I get. I believe in it. I believe in it, praise God. But Genesis, he says, while the earth, as long, one translation says, as long as the... I know this without going to it. Why? Because I believe seed time and harvest because of this. And I believe when I put a seed in the ground, I believe when I plant water, I believed that before I ever knew this was there. But then I seen God all in my watermelon patch and mater patch. He makes all of it grow and gives rain, causes the ground. I mean, He put it in the ground for the ground to make things grow. You put a stick in it, it rots it. You put a tomato seed in there and it messes with it somehow. And it says, come on out, come on, come on out of there. And then out of the ground it comes. Well, you know what, pray God? I mean, when you sow into the kingdom, it works the same way. The Lord told me one time, He said, you can give yourself to financial freedom. Just listen to me. Well, why? Because as long as the earth remains, well, it's here. They seed, then time goes by, then what happens? Harvest. Right? I'm not on finances, but finances is a big part of this kingdom. We're going to need millions. We're going to need millions of dollars. The incoming of people coming to the Lord and the ministry stuff that we're going to have and the vehicles you're going to need. Hallelujah. Praise God. Seed time is plant sowing time. There's a time you got to plant if you want to reap. Same way with the Word of God. I'm going to bring the Word. I'm not just on money. If you want spiritual freedom in your life, then you got to plant the Word of God. You got to plant it. It's seed. The Word of God is seed. And the Bible says, and I believe it's in Mark 4 over there, the sower soweth the Word. And it tells about the grounds. Well, I believe this church and you and me are good ground. And we bring forth a harvest. We bring forth fruit, hallelujah. Not just in the financial realm, but in the spiritual realm. Praise God. The Lord brings us the meat of the word here because, I mean, He's growing us up quickly. He wants us to be taking up serpents. He don't want us wondering whether He's going to show up. He wants us to believe Him under His word, what He said He would do, and let God stand on it. Well, anyways, I grabbed hold of the steering wheel, and I said, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I will not have a heart attack. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Praise God. I pulled my truck in reverse. I backed out with that really sharp pain, and I pulled down to a stop sign. When I got to that stop sign, all of that pain left, and that never happened to me again. I'm convinced had I not stood on the Word of God that day, I would have had a heart attack. I'm convinced that the Word of God kept me from dying all of them years before I had open heart surgery. They said, he's had heart attacks before now. I've had heart attacks in the garden. I've been on my knees. I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty. I'm strong in you and in the power of your might. Confessing that in the middle, not of a church service. The church service is a place to where you soak it in. You hear. Faith comes by hearing, and it equips you for your everyday life so that you can enjoy healing, enjoy finance, enjoy your car, enjoy your job. I thank God for my job, and that seems like the weirdest thing I ever done because I worked hard not to work, Mac. I did not want to work. I would quit my jobs and blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't endure nothing. God put me in a job where they had me in a job where they was supposed to be 30 Christians, but it was 30 sinners. And I thought, I got to get out of here, man. I can't serve God in the middle of all this devil stuff and this cussing and this talking about you and this taunting you and all of that stuff, you know. And I thought, but God, He sends us out on the devil's turf, praise God. I need to be in amongst these bunch of sinners, but I need to shine. I need to tell them, nah, just go ahead with your cocaine. I'm saved. We won't tell nobody. I said, but Jesus is in the truck with us. And I thought, this is what it's talking about. Let your light. So I was 4 or 5 months old in the Lord. So don't give me that baby-fied stuff that you got to grow and grow to where you can handle. And you know, you can block things out. Have you ever blocked your kids out? Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. And they just, and then finally they're like, hey, Dad, or hey, Mom. What? Well, I didn't hear you. Why? You was blocking them out. Right? I've blocked out my grandkids before. Don't tell me I can't block Satan out. That's how I did that. Just wasn't paying no attention to him. Hallelujah. I'm off of Satan, praise God. Get over it. Deuteronomy 8:3 says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. Hallelujah. Going through divorce, and I simply refused to have one because I seen in there that God hated it. I didn't want one anyhow, but I seen God hated it, and I heard a preacher say, you got to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And I thought, well, he hates divorce, so I'm going to hate it with him, breath God. Well, I'm 41 years Monday week. Give the Lord some praise, hallelujah. 30 years of victory in marriage. 30 years, I paid for a divorce and made payments on it, never got it. 31 years of standing on God's word. Don't tell me it don't work because you're talking to the wrong guy. You're talking to the wrong one. But why it don't work for some, I'm not just talking about marriage, is because James says be doers of the word, be embracers of the word, be acting on the word. You got to act on the word of God like it's true. Hallelujah. But I, after I got born again, I thought, man, and God put me back at that job. I quit the job, and God wanted me to go back. He wouldn't bless me, you know. And how many knows, man, He wants you to be a light at your job. He wants you to be so faithful on time. He wants your light to shine. And He wants you to do that when you don't feel like it so He can empower you with His power. His grace, His ability. And then, you know what? All of those people there about 9 months or 10 months into it started coming to me because Daddy had cancer, got diagnosed with cancer. They seen my stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And they seen me stand on the Word of God. I'd tell them what's what God does for me. And they saw signs, wonders, and miracles. And I was shocked myself that was happening. And so I stand today, 30 years later, telling you, you ain't got no troubles. All you need is faith in God. Damien got his car with a, whatever that thing's called. But that was just his faith, acting on the Word of God before he got it. I mean, that's how it works. You act on the Word like you've already got it before you get it, before it happens. And he's driving a nice one. Now he's got him a little cheeky. Woo. He's getting paid. They work at the same job. I heard Travis tell him, he's going to have to say, baby, you're going to have to go clean the bathroom where I can work. Travis was messing with Damien. Woo! New level. New level, right? Hallelujah. Brand new level. Glory to God. Growing. Growing, that's what he's going to do, grow on up into a man. More than likely going to become a family one day like me and you. And you know what? Me and you have shined a light to him to show him how family really works, hallelujah. So raising them up in the Lord, taking them to the house of God. And I mean, he's went year after he told me one time, he said he wanted to quit being a door greeter. And I looked at him, young kid, and I said, no, you can't quit. He's still a door greeter. Now people's come in, and Monty and different ones going to swap up with him. But how many knows God was looking at Damien the whole time? That's what true submission is. I really don't want to do it, God, but I surrender my will to your will. I surrender my will to your word that I'm never going to be broke again another day in my life. I surrender my will to your word that I'm the head, not the tail. I surrender my will to your word. Surrender it. Surrender to victory. I'm increasing more and more. I heard one of them on there, one of the politicians that's against Trump and blah, 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 and went on there. Businesses are you know, they're not excited about growing. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell that devil he's a liar. So I went on there in his. It's one of ours, and I ain't going to name no names. It's somebody that's on national TV going blah, blah, blah. And I put on there and I said, I'm a 30-year veteran with the business. I said, I'm more excited today than I've been in many years. I said, you are absolutely wrong. I said, my business is growing and I am excited. And you need to go and you need to get behind the one that gave you your first check when you started into politics and you when you were doing good for the American people. And you need to go back and do the first things you've done. How many knows you can have been after Jesus, but sometimes, you know, you can let things slip and you need to return back to that first thing. Hallelujah. And I seen it. Do good again for the American people. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, let my words, him not think that I'm blasting it and I'm against him and I'm a ever Trumper or whatever you want to call it. I'm not for Trump. I'm for God. I'm for the better of the nation and for the world. Hallelujah. That's what you see God doing. People are more enthusiastic now about God because I'm telling you right now, he's for God. He's for God's people. He's for God's church. He's for us. Hallelujah. That's God. It's unprecedented what this administration, because of the anointing of God. Me and Teresa's got prophecies. And right now, it's been for one prophecy is unfolding right now as we hear the news. It is unfolding, and this prophet has done gone on to be with Jesus. And it is unfolding right before my, me and her can absolutely see it. We listen to him back under and you don't see it happening. And then you start seeing this thing unfold and it's God. Hallelujah. Great revivals are sweeping the nation and the world, other countries. They're coming to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's happening in Coleman. I mean, people are getting on fire. They're having services in the yards. They're taking it to the school. They're taking it to the state. It's coming on down to Blount County. Well, we've been waiting on it for 22 years. We've been believing God from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That's the word of God. And we've been believing God and saying, God, we have not lost one that you've given us. We believe that here. Jesus said it even though people were leaving. He said that and he said it, praise God, and I say it. But now, harvest means the reaping of the crop sown in that. Seed time. There's got to be seed planted. See, seed brings a harvest. The word brings a harvest in your life. Hallelujah. And while you're struggling, trying to be a Christian, stop struggling. You are one. If you're born again, you are a Christian. You're born of the Spirit of God. Stop trying to be one. I know that don't, you don't hear this everywhere. Stop trying. I'm not trying to get a relationship with y'all. I have one. Now just come to church and enjoy y'all and all of that, you know, and praise God, hallelujah. And how many knows that's the way we have to do? We have to do this thing by faith, you know. And for some, it is more of a struggle than others. Some have strong people in their life that boost them on. But even if you ain't got strong people in your life, I didn't have for years as far as in my personal life. Now, I did at church and all of that. But you know what? It'll cause you to grow up fast. It'll cause you to get strong in the Lord if you don't start yielding. See, a harvest, reaping of the crop sown. Reward or receiving. See, you receive a harvest of the words you put in. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, it says that God is able to do now unto him, talking about God, that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Man, I mean, you got to renew your mind to this. I mean, you got if things seem impossible in your life that are happening, get this and renew your mind. You say, I'm serving this guy. I'm serving this God. I'm not serving a God that's coming short. I'm not serving a God that maybe he'll do it for me or not. I'm serving a God that is, and what you're doing is you're activating the power right here that works in us. It's already in us. Lady told me one time, she said, well, if I had faith like you have, I said, you got it. Well, I don't feel it. I said, that's your problem. You're trying to feel faith. I said, you can't. I said, faith has feelings. I said, but faith is a substance. Faith is what works when you can't see it, that you lay it in there. It's a knowing. I said, but your mind can get in the way of that knowing working. I said, you have faith. I said, now you can build your faith and get stronger in faith, get in the Word of God. And she couldn't even quote scriptures. That tells me why a person, a Christian, is not strong. Starving your spiritual man. You starve him, he'll get weaker and weaker and weaker. You know, and praising God. Well, just like this. Okay, yesterday, a few days ago, I got a call from a new contractor, and he's looking for somebody, and turn of events, God had me in the right place, the right time, and he got my number, and he called up, and all of that, and went through, you know, and he had three jobs going, builds probably sounds like a pretty good bit of buildings a year, don't know yet, not met him. But anyways, he gets a price on three jobs. And I give him two jobs and then one yesterday. But I give him a price on two jobs and he told me, go ahead and order the first job. And then I gave him a price, went through two or three different prices that he wanted, different doors and all of that. And I made a mistake. And I underpriced the second job. I underpriced it. I thought, oh, man, I can't do that. And I done give it, and he's probably done told the contractor because he come back and he says, well, just go ahead. He said, go ahead and order it. Well, last night, I'm laying there, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at it, you know, and I'm like, ooh, man, I messed up. I priced him two doors, and he wants three doors. So I priced him two doors. I priced him three doors for the price of two. That's not good, Johnny. A door and an opener, that's a lot. And then I thought, oh, man, that was dumb. That was dumb, you know, and it's trying to ride my mind. And I thought, I'm not going to do it for that. It's trying to torment me. And so I thought, well, I'm on 1 Peter 5:7, this one. Anybody know what it is? Everybody needs to know that. 1 Peter 5:7, write it down. Go meditate on it. So I 1 Peter 5:7 it. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I give this to you. I roll this over on you. I give this problem. It's trying to torment me. You know what's in torment? Fear. And fear is your enemy. The Bible says God has not given you a spirit of fear, to fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So based on Scripture, I know the enemy's involved. Based on Scripture. Without being based on Scripture, I don't know. Maybe I'm supposed to worry. But based on Scripture. So I rolled it over on the Lord. And I said, and then I come back with Romans 8:28. And I said, God, according to your word, I know that you work all things together for my good. I said, God, and what I'm laying in the bed talking to God. How many knows that's a good thing to do? I'm not communing with the devil, but devil, please, go on where I can go to sleep. Go on. Go on. He's trying to torment you. You're trying to torment me. That's the wrong thing for you to be doing. You're fellowshipping with the enemy. You're worshiping him. Worship means you're bowing down to. So if you're giving in to worry and fear and torment, you're worshiping. That's a type of worship. I'm not going to worship him. Not in the morning, not in the noontime, not in the afternoon, not when I'm going to bed. I'm not going to worship fear. So anyways, I told the Lord, and I had to make a choice then. Now I've got to act on the word this morning, Johnny. I made up my mind, and then I'm thinking, man, I might lose this contract, and all three of the jobs might go. You know, and I thought, nah, not according to the Scripture. He says he works all things together for my good. And then I thought, man, he's done told the other guy, and I cast them thoughts down, and I thought, I don't care what he's done. I'm not just telling you a story. I'm telling you what you got to do. You got to use the Word of God. You got to have the Word of God before you can use the Word of God. You've got to use the Word of God in your time and of challenges. Then you got to get up, and then you got to act on the Word of God. I believe tithes work, so I tithe every Sunday. I don't wait till I got my light bills paid and all that. I don't wonder about that. Now, there was a time when they wasn't and I tithed and I did not pay my bills, my phone bill and this and that. I done been to that struggle down there and I whipped it. I whipped the flesh, that simply flesh, telling you God won't come through for you. You know you can't afford blah, 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 going through all that. The Word of God is all the evidence you need to know that if you will tithe and you will honor God, that He watches His Word to perform it, make sure that it does what it says it will do. And so then I address the issue. How many knows you ain't acting in faith until you address something? Faith without action is what? Dead. It means it profits you nothing. The Bible says the word of God preached not mixed with faith profits a man nothing. That means I can hear it all day long on loving my enemies. Until I love my enemies, the power of God's Word's not going to work for me. I can hear all day long, you know, forgive, so your Heavenly Father. But until I can believe that, but until I start to forgive, make that, it's not going to work. All I'm doing is deceiving myself. So, I got in touch with a guy, and I told him, I said, look, man, I said, a mistake was made. I said, and I need this price to be this right here. I said, if you can't or you won't, I said, I will do what I said I will do. Because I didn't send him a price, even if it cost me, right? You got to be willing, even if it cost you to do the right thing, to do the right thing. That's when the power comes. That's when the anointing comes. Well, when I did, I told him, I said, I will. And then he sent it back, and he said, no problem. We'll make it right. And I thought, whoo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many knows it works for me? How many knows it'll work for you? But that acting on the word will help you get rid of fear. Fear of not having a house. I got a house, so, you know, I'm not going to be all shalant about it, because some of y'all are believing for a house, and that's very important to me, and that's very important to God. But I know how I got mine, standing on the Word of God. God, you'll give me houses that I didn't build. I will drink out of wells that I didn't dig. I've eat out of a vineyard, I've eat muscadines up there, and God knows I like muscadines. I don't know when they was planted. I'll probably go up there after dark, because you got to get out of here and get me some more and enjoy the blessing of the Lord. Now, I stood on it 10 years. You know, I believe I should have been a dead man. I believe that open heart surgery should have got me down in a wheelchair and all of that, praise God. But I'm telling you right now, I'm in better shape in that manner than I was before I had the open heart surgery. They try to convince me that I've got heart disease and I just had stopped up pipes to me. I believe if I had heart disease, I've been healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God has no limits. He has none. The only limits God has, they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited him. You know, I'm going to talk about, let me see where that scripture is. I want to show you a scripture. Where is it at? Anyways, I don't know where it's at. But I just know he brought them out of Egypt and brought them into the land that he had told them, praise God. And I may not even wrote it down, but I read it. And he told them, he said, I want you to take the first fruits of the ground. He said, and I want you to take it to the place to where I have put my name. He said, and I want you to give it to the priest. You know, how many knows that Jesus is the high priest over our confession. And the Lord spoke to me, and I wrote it in my Bible years ago. He said, this is church today. He said, the first fruits, he said, I told them, I wanted them to bring the first fruits of all of their increase. Proverbs 3 says it. He said, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. Then your barns will be filled with plenty. Your vats will burst out with new wine. That's talking about fresh anointing on your life. How many knows you are anointed by the Lord to increase? But you're anointed, you've got to plant. You've got to sow. You've got to partner with God. You've got to be involved in the kingdom. Or go work 5 jobs and hope it works out time you get 80. Hope you're smart enough to get it all figured out to where when you draw in your Social Security, you know that it'll take you on. I'm not living that way. Praise God. But he told them, they were in bondage, Mac, just like we all was. I don't care if people have been wealthy their whole life. I knew a millionaire that had never been born again, and he was in bondage. He was in bondage to the devil. He was in bondage to sickness. He was in bondage to how his money's going to be spent. He tried to fix it for 20 years till his family couldn't do nothing with the money. They did it anyhow. How the lawyers can do about anything. They sold everything off just not too long, started selling it after the old man died. You know, but what I'm saying is he was in bondage to all of that. And I talked to him about Jesus and told him, you know, preach the gospel to him, hallelujah. And even when I was doing that, he was selling me 40 acres of land for $13,000. And I thought, if I talk to him and tell him that, I'm going to make him mad and I'm not going to get the money. And I told God, I said, God, I'll get the land. I told God, I said, God, his soul, him being in touch with you in heaven is more important than 40 acres. Put him first. Put God first. But you know what? I didn't lose the land. I enjoy it today. Got a few cows on it, you know. It needs bush hogging. Anybody up for it? No, I'm just kidding. Praise God. The Bible says in Luke 9:23, he says, all things are possible to them that believe. He spoke to them. They had went and tried to cast out a dumb spirit. That dumb spirit would come on this guy and it would throw him to the ground. He would foam at the mouth. He would gnash with his teeth, and then he'd just get stiff like a board. It wouldn't happen to him all the time. It would come on him, Mac. And so they take him to the disciples. The Father takes him to the disciples. The disciples that had been commissioned, they had been casting out devils. They had been seeing mighty moves of God, man. I mean, and God supplying for them and all that, and they had let unbelief come in. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus told them. He did fasting and praying. You're having a hard time believing God, do some fasting. Do some fasting. Fasting and praying. Get you a little New Testament, put it in your pocket, read the Word while you're fasting. Tell the Lord, I'm drawing close to you, God. I'm going to hear your voice. I'm going to know how to respond, God. I'm going to get rid of this unbelief that's trying to take me over, that's trying to keep me from moving into the things of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'm prospering every time I turn around. I'm giving them more than I ever have. Hallelujah. I'm giving. I mean, I'm sowing. I'm giving. Why? Because as long as the earth is here, there's seed time and harvest. And then at the same time, I'm not just sowing. I'm telling God, I thank you for 100-fold harvest according to your word, Lord. Psalm 30, 60, 100. I thank you, Lord, every seed that I've sown from the time I've been saved, I'm getting a harvest off of it. God, your word says if there's seed time and the harvest comes, Lord, I'm expecting a harvest. I've had people to tell me, even preachers to tell me, you shouldn't expect nothing back from God, because, you know, I mean, we should not, you know. And so I told one of them, I said, well, if Jesus didn't want me expecting anything back, because I knew Luke 6:38 and some more scriptures, cast your bread upon the waters, in not many days it'll return to you, you know. Praise God. I told him, I said, Jesus, see, you come back with the word of God. All I was doing was combating the devil, somebody, unbelief or whatever, with the word of God. That's what Jesus did in Matthew 4. Jesus spoke to Satan. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. And he was quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. Man shall not live. So you need to go around telling God, I live by your word, God. I live by your word. Your word is working mightily in me. You need to go around saying that. Thank you, Lord, that the eyes of my understanding, according to Ephesians, are being enlightened, God. That I know what the hope of your calling is. I know what the inheritance. Even if you don't really know, go and get in agreement with the word of God so that God can reveal. That's what faith is. I believe that I hear God. Well, I mean, I don't. That's not what the scripture says. I've told people for 30 years, they're like, well, I just can't hear God. Are you saved? I'd ask them, are you born again? Yeah. Well, that's not what the scripture says. Well, why does it say? Most of them say, what does it say? I said, that's why you can't hear. You don't know what Jesus said about it. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and another they won't follow, right? Well, then what's the problem? You don't believe it, right? You got wrong thinking. You're up here in this. You can't hear him right here. You hear him in here. Went across me and Travis down today this dude is talking about his wife. He told the Lord that he's on up, and his wife, she not wanting to get out in heat. He's older, you know, and everything. She not wanting to get out there while it's hot and all that. And he said, and I'm thinking, you know what, man? I don't want to, you know, something to happen to me, and I have to have somebody to come and here, bring me a coat. And I was talking about a stroke, you know. He said, I'm just going to, he said, something happens, I just want to get on out of here. He's born again, too. I told Travis, we left, I said, he's had that thought. He's had that thought before, you know. Something's crossed his mind, I said, or he wouldn't say it. You know what? What's really in your heart will come out of your mouth. If it's fear, you coming out. It's going to come out, and it's going to create a harvest in your life. Hallelujah. The Bible said life and death is in the power of Scotty's tongue. I'm going to put me in it. And I will eat the fruit of it. So I don't go around confessing how my marriage is on the rocks, if they are. I stand on the Word and say, God, this is temporary, and this, I'm not going to look at those things in the natural and call them the way that it is. While we look not at the things that are seen, we don't meditate on the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, because the things that are not seen are eternal. God told Abraham, he said, get out from among your kinsmen and go where I tell you. He got up, didn't even know where he was going. I read it today where he took his son up and strapped him down on an altar and was going to sacrifice Isaac on an altar. And the angel of the Lord stopped him. I thought, man, that was truly confidence in God. That man had true confidence in God, that what God had told him, out of thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That was his son. You know, and I thought, man, he had really, really confidence in the Lord. Why? The Bible says in Romans that he believed what God said. He staggered not. He wouldn't think about nothing but what God had said. He wouldn't consider, I'm fixing to kill my son. He stayed with the Word of God, Mac. He stayed with the Word of God. Praise God. The word Jesus said in, you don't have to put it up there, Beth, because I got just a couple of minutes. In John 15, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done. He said that you bear much fruit, which glorifies God. How many knows it glorifies the Lord to see you out of debt? To see you been sick and come out and be healed and all that, praise God. It glorifies the Lord. But he said, if you abide in me, we're walking with him. I'm not turning back. It's kind of like somebody told me the other day, I was talking about church and everything. I said, I'm not going to quit. I said, I'm not going to quit pastoring. I'm not going to quit the will of God. No matter what happens, I'm not quitting. I told Travis the other day, I said, I quit on a lot of stuff. I said, but when I got born again, I stopped being a quitter. I'm not quitting my job. I'm not. I didn't quit my job. I stopped quitting jobs. I decided, well, if you don't do it in everything, it's going to affect your whole life. You got to make up your mind, praise God, to endure some hardship. But anyways, abide means to stay in a given place, state, relation, or expectancy. Jesus said, if you stay in relation, he said, if my words abide in you, he said, you will ask what you will and it shall be done of my Father. Well, he will do it. I mean, I know our mind has to be renewed to that. And it, you know, people have told me, well, you know, that was Jesus. Yeah, but who is he talking to? His disciples. Talking to us, hallelujah. He said, but abide means to stay in a given place, state, relation, or expectation. Continue, dwell, endure, remain, stand. Then I wrote this. Don't let anything get you off of your stand on the Word of God. Hallelujah. People told me that Travis would, when he got a teenager, and I never would confess that those teenage years, those rebellious years, and I wouldn't confess that over my son. I don't care what people experienced. I turned to the Word of God, and it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he's old. I even had somebody to pull up in my driveway, and y'all know the story, and told me, well, he's going to sow his oats. You know, the Bible says, that he might go astray, but he'll come back. I asked him, I said, what Bible you got? Well, mine's King James. I said, mine don't say that. I said, mine don't say that he'll go astray and he'll come back. I said, mine don't say that. He said, well, they're going to make a... I said, I'm not going to believe that. What am I doing? I'm not letting what he said deter me from believing what God's Word said. He might have experienced that. Everybody else might have experienced that. But I don't live by that. You don't live by that. You live by the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? And when it looked like he was gone off on the deep end, and You know, and he got out, and he ain't going to be told what to do anymore. 18 years old, got married, went off, you know, and I mean, it wasn't looking good and all that. I didn't look at it and say, the guy was right. The guy was right. I got my backpack blower on that night, that evening, prayed God, and I went around, I'm telling the Lord, your word said this, God. And I don't care what it looks like, God, he's not going to go astray. He's not going astray, praise God. And I bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. You're not going to get me to look at that, and you're not going to get me to believe that, praise God. And I would not move off of the word of God, Johnny. I would not. And I believe because of that, he's where he's at today. I mean, the further he went away from Jesus, the more miserable he got. He'll tell you. I don't have to tell you. His life was miserable. And he was making Beth miserable. Praise God. But I believe in part because I'm his father that I wouldn't move off the word of God. I believe that helped him to stay where and be where he's at today. Praise God. So don't give in. Stand on the word of God, hallelujah. You don't have to understand how it works. I don't understand how seed, you put a tomato seed in the ground and it comes up. I don't understand how those tomatoes form on. All I know is they bloom, and I mean that's amazing to me anyways. It blooms and then a little tomato comes on and then it comes and then you eat the fruit of it, praise God. Well, that's the way the word of God is. I don't understand how it works, praise God, and I don't have to, praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, your harvest is coming. Your suddenlies are coming. Your breakthroughs are coming, praise God. Because when you stand on that word, it goes out and begins to work. It goes out and begins to work. Let's bow our heads.